everyone. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, male survivors face unique challenges because of stereotypes, which is what you were saying, around masculinity that suggests men are not victims. Men can handle it. Men always enjoy sex. The experiences of male survivors are also complicated by homophobia. 96% of perpetrators against boys and girls are men. Let me say that again. 96% of the perpetrators are men. What does that say about men? You know, that you can't control yourself. Listen, I've never molested anyone in my life. I'm not just saying, and I'll go to my grave never molesting somebody. Why would you? Why? What is it? What? And yeah, and then there'll be people who will say, well, Earl, you know, people are sick and they really don't mean to do it. Excuse me. They really don't mean to do it, and you've got to understand something from their perspective. There's nothing to understand from your perspective. If you are somebody who's done that, nobody wants to hear your perspective because it does not matter. What you have done is so egregious that you really should be taken away from society and never returned. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Tom from L.A.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, good, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. And second, I am a proud FDR Democrat, and I hope we have more Democrats that are running for office that actually repeat those words.
Hey, Tom, am I off base with anything I'm talking about?
Well, first off, I want to get to the cell phone issue. Nowadays, with businesses being basically 24/7. I know we're supposed to balance it and everything like that. And we do have control over our cell phones. The control is not the cell phone over us. And I know for myself, in order to beat the big competition that is out there.
Well, you're a businessman. You're a businessman.
Yeah, that's different. I reply back to my clients like immediately within 2 minutes, if not quicker.
Well, that's different. You're a businessman, Tom. That's different than Jackie and many of us who, you know, just common folk.
No, I get it. But you're a businessman, too. So I understand why it is that you, want to know some things, too. So,
yeah.
But first off, I want to make it very, very clear to the listening audience. There is no correlation between homosexuality and pedophilia.
I don't think I said that.
Okay. No, you didn't say that.
All right,
I'm just throwing that out there because back in the 90s, what they would do is they would, and people need to be aware of this, but whenever they'd have a story about some child that was molested, that very next story on that paper was about homosexuality or something about gay life.
Yeah, well, I lived during that time, and I concur with you.
Exactly. So the thing is, we don't want to be falling back into that. This is about a control issue. This is about not even about sex. This is about taking somebody's soul away from them is what it is. When you go and you're not a consenting adult and having, sexual relationships with someone. This is like rape. Rape isn't about sex. It's about control. And for these sick people out there, male, female, whatever, that take advantage of kids is absolutely the most appalling thing. They deserve to burn in hell. They deserve to be living and locked up in a jail cell. It's just that's just the bottom line on it. And the thing is, it's one of those things where, like I said, you're taking someone else's innocence away. You're taking somebody else's life away. So when you think about taking advantage, or you think it's a secretive thing, or you think it's a power thing over someone else, or you can't, I don't know, guess get a date with someone of your own gender or opposite gender, that's an actual adult, then you got some sick issues, person, and you should really, even if you feel you are a pedophile, you should turn yourself
so
in.
So Tom, I'm not questioning the sickness, because we do know that exists, but the impact that it's had on the person who they've done this to. And
100%.
Yeah. And the fact that
I will divulge something here right now. When I was a young kid, I had fantasies about, I was an altar boy, but I had fantasies about maybe a priest, taking advantage of me as a gay man, and how I thought that that would be something that would be okay. But I know that if it ever happened, I'd be a total messed up person and all of that, that we shouldn't also, hide the fact that, kids do have sexuality type of ideas, but there's a difference between taking advantage of someone and somebody not consenting to something.
Hey Tom, you just said that you were a young child in the Catholic Church, and what was it called? The
altar boy.
Altar boy, and we do know that millions of altar boys were molested in the 100%. Catholic Church. And the fact that that's been like written off and forgotten, and, we don't want to talk about that anymore. Right?
Well, and one of the saddest things, Earl, actually, is some of the best priests that have the best vocation are probably the people that are doing this. That's what's really sad. Because of the fact that a lot of priests, first off, it's unnatural for a person not to be able to give someone a hug or be intimate with somebody. But second, it is unbelievable the dirty little secrets that lie, in pedophilia. And like I said, the Republicans, I'm going to bring this into a political realm, because the Republicans are always talking about someone being a pedophile. Even going with cheese pizza and making that child pornography and trying to make it like Hillary Clinton is having a sex ring for young kids. I mean, look, if the Republicans are feeling it, then the Republicans are doing it. You can bet on that 100%. The people that are out there spewing and throwing it at other people, you can bet that they're doing it themselves, especially when they do it in disparagement of people for political gain. So again, if the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. That is one of my biggest claims of anything that's out there. But yes, I feel, and these kids that grow up and feel that they did something wrong or whatever it is, they belong in counseling. And we need to get rid of this misnomer that just because you like someone of the same sex means that you're less of a man. Because that's total BS. You are just as much of a man, and a man is somebody that actually does speak out. A man is not someone that hides behind and has insecurities. And unfortunately, we see that in so many issues in our society, that these men that call themselves men, that are just little piss asses, that are so afraid of their own shadow that overcompensate and do other things, whether it's abusing women, it is even pedophilia. They do this because of their own.
Tom, I'm up against it. Got to go, man. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.